Welcome to the Litigation Finance Podcast. I'm your host, John Freund. This podcast is brought to you by the Litigation Finance Journal, the only dedicated news source to the litigation finance industry. Please visit www.litigationfinancejournal.com. Our guest today is Steve Shin, founder and CEO of Finn Legal. Finn Legal is a legal tech company for those in the business of disputes. One of its solutions is a litigation and after-the-event insurance marketplace, which provides access to funders across the globe and to a range of funding for disputes of different types and sizes, whilst also providing management oversight of funding requests from across your firm. Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Let's start out with some context first. Can you explain Disputed.io's background, including the rebrand to Finn Legal, and why did this happen now?
Absolutely. So we're a just over three-year-old business, and as a technology person, I've got 20 years experience. And I firstly came across this area of group litigation, which is kind of the UK variant of class action. It kept making the national press, and I just saw this as an interesting opportunity. So I thought, you know, how are these firms doing this today? And we built prototypes, discussed with lawyers, a solution which would enable them to do group litigation more efficiently. And we attracted investment and early staff. And then it just kind of went from there. So we thought we can start off in this area of group litigation. And we thought, well, how are these claims funded? You know, how are disputes funded more generally? And I became very interested in the area of litigation funding and after the event insurance. So we also built out a proposition there, spoke to law firms, spoke to funders. And it became apparent that there was this gap in the market where people were finding it maybe challenging to get litigation funding because they weren't speaking to the right people, and so on. So it kind of started off that way. And then we built out two propositions from there. So yeah, then it really became the mission to, you know, we've already automated several hundred thousand claims from emissions through gig economy, data breach, shareholder litigation. And, you know, all of this is quite data heavy as well. We use third party data to verify claims. And, you know, each case often varies from a degree of bespoke automation that we can provide. And all of that just helps with, you know, making a bigger book build or for the law firms to do more volume claims, which ultimately leads to more profit, you know, because that's the aim. What's great about that is that we're also providing access to justice for a lot more claimants. So there's nobody is losing here. It's more efficient in terms of we have claimants going through a process more easily. There's more access to justice. The litigation funders are getting a better return, and the law firms are generating more revenue. So it's all positive.
That's great. So let me ask you, why move into litigation funding and after the event insurance? And can you explain how Finn Legal's offerings are different from those of traditional funders?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the challenges is that a lot of the litigation funding market could grow a great deal, but there are challenges where lawyers don't necessarily understand litigation funding, and there are a lot more funders that you can go to. So that's the first thing, is understanding. So we want to help educate people who are maybe newer to litigation funding and ATE about how to access it and how it works. There are more funders joining, which is increasing the number of claims that get funded. So whereas before you might have only had, you know, funders who were looking to deploy £5 million into a claim, or, you know, $10 million. You now found situations where there are funders who want to deploy as little as maybe £100,000 or less. So there's a much broader range of funders that you would need to go to, and it's hard to go to them individually, and it's hard to know who's in the market. So we thought, well, let's build a sticky platform which provides the law firm with visibility and control over those funding requests, and let's give them a online process, which means that they write the best possible funding request in terms of how it's positioned to the funders, so that it does get funding. So, you know, lots of funders to navigate. Let's build a platform to help lawyers navigate them, help them understand it, and let's help them put forward the request, you know, with the best possible positioning. And, you know, that will help them be more likely to get the funding that they require to pursue their clients' claims.
Yeah, so you mentioned, getting involved in group actions, which is sort of the UK version of US-style class actions. What got you interested in that space particularly? And does your technology background help you in any way penetrate that space in any way?
Definitely. I think, so it started out as me seeing the VW group claim that was starting out, the emissions claims, and also seeing truck cartel claims, price fixing on football shirts, and things like this. And with my technology background, I thought, well, you know, how are law firms doing this? So I saw that they had a lot of offline case management platforms. They were using a lot of spreadsheets. These systems didn't talk to each other. There was a lot of manual effort, and there was no mobile interfaces for the claimants to interact with the law firms through. So I thought, well, we can build a platform which will enable that. And, you know, it's essentially, you know, with a taking completely fresh look at it, with a technology background, a software development background, and a product development background, how can we build something that enables, how can we provide something that enables those lawyers to spend the least time possible working with each claim? Because we all know that that's so important to the economics of the claims, is not having to spend a lot of manual effort on each claim. So that's what we've produced, is a solution that works on a management by exception basis. So essentially the claimant goes through an automated set of steps, and where they fall out of those steps, or, you know, where they don't meet certain criteria, only then do they need to get picked up by the law firm and dealt with manually. So, you know, a lot of growth in Europe in the class action space. And, you know, we are also looking to move into the US, where there's also plenty of opportunity for mass settlements. And, you know, also we can distribute money now too. So we really are a cradle to grave solution, right through from onboarding, working with the collection of complex evidence, through to actually delivering a settlement payment. And that would have been very challenging to do and envision and execute. To be honest, had I been a lawyer only. So I think it's actually been a benefit, not necessarily being a lawyer and getting the input from many, many other lawyers in order to produce the best solution.
Yeah, that's terrific. It's great to see a lot of, you know, tech people and tech enthusiasts really making their way into the space and improving things in the broader legal services sector. I know you offer a claims automation solution. Can you explain to us what your claims automation solution does?
Yeah, so the main benefits of, the solution I've described really, which is, is that it increases the volume of clients. So what you tend to find is that if there's a bad consumer experience or a bad claimant experience, people fall out of the process. You spent money on acquiring that claimant. You spent advertising pounds or dollars to get them into your funnel to start working with them. But they become disenfranchised with your process, right? Or they don't like getting a lot of phone calls, or they feel like maybe the process isn't secure and they're having to do a lot of things by email with not clear instructions. So if you have a good online process, it increases the volume of clients. That's the first thing. And it reduces the amount of time spent per client also, because working on this management by exception basis means that, you know, the law firm is only working with clients who fall out of this automated process. It's also plug and play. So if you want to start work on a new type of matter, it might be that, you know, this week you're building a book of emissions claimants, okay? And then the following week you want to launch a shareholder claim because, you know, there's a statement from a listed company about earnings and an issue with the accounting. Okay, so you might want to start a new claim, which is a shareholder claim. Well, you can launch that in the platform within a matter of days and start book building, because of the configuration. So you're not having to have lots of different contractors and different systems that you have to modify to start doing something new or different. You just have to talk to us and we set it up for you, and then you manage it through an interface which you're very familiar with. Because it's a standardized platform that you use to do it. So, and then managing the data. So there's lots of claims data. So you have claims data, you have contact data, as in the people, or the organizations or the institutions. You have information about their holdings or trades or their vehicles, and you know, what would often be a complex data set relating to these claims, we were able to simplify into our platform and model it according to the case, so that those claims can be easily managed, and the majority of them, you know, automated as well.
Really great to hear those types of solutions being offered to the industry. I just want to ask one final question here. Your future plans for this business, you mentioned expansion. Can you touch on that a little bit further? What are your future plans for your business going forward?
So yeah, so the vision really is building on what we've already built. So, you know, we have at this time lawyers from over 60 firms that we are working with, okay? And we're providing them value in the form of either access to litigation funding or automating claims. And we can grow that audience, and it's enable those stakeholders to do business with less friction. Okay, those people are currently not aware of certain opportunities that there may be to attract funding, or maybe not aware of a particular type of claim that they could be book building for, or maybe they just simply, you know, think that it will be too difficult to do a particular type of class action claim because of the level of engagement each client will take. So connecting the stakeholders, enabling them to work with each other and know what each other are offering, and helping them maintaining the funding through the platform and insurance. And then, you know, expanding on what we do across Australia, because we're active in Australia, we're active in Europe, and we're active in the UK. So it's really just doing more in those markets and closing down our, you know, late stage pipeline of many firms and getting them in into the platform and working with the stakeholders and automating more claims. So that's, you know, just more of that really, better connectivity, more funding, more automation.
Terrific. Really great to hear and very exciting stuff. And I'm sure a lot of our the people listening, our audience, will be interested in definitely the solutions that FinLegal is offering. So, and if you are interested, by the way, if you are listening and you're interested and you want to learn more, you can visit FinLegal at their website. That's finlegal.io, that's finlegal.io. And you can learn all about the various solutions they offer and how their legal tech will help litigation funders and broader legal services industry. So Stephen, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing your business with us and all your thoughts on your growth and your expansion and all the solutions you offer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for your time. Great to have spoken to you.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you on the next episode of the Litigation Finance Podcast.